That is.
Hey, Ted.
Realized.
Yeah.
So, but funny thing,
Scott, how you doing?
You're in high def.
I'm in high def.
Here in Norway.
Wow. Does that mean my hair looks frizzier?
I don't think that's possible.
Okay.
So, you were saying something a minute ago about big conferences versus small conferences and local code camps versus giant super uber conferences.
Was just, you know, conversing. You could probably hear Rocky's voice in the background here and Richard Campbell over here as well. We're just talking about conferences, how they don't seem to be doing very well this year and as compared to previous years, and how there's some concern about how small free events like Code Camp are effectively taking away attendees from the big, large conferences. And you know, this if this trend continues, my concern is that this will represent the death of the professional speaker.
Is that a good thing? I mean, do you want to be a professional? Would anyone want to be a professional speaker? Doesn't that mean a professional non-doer?
Well, to some degree, yes. If you take that sort of
Scott Belware laughed at the professional non-doer.
Yeah.
We get that on a T-shirt.
Those that can't speak professionally.
That's true. That was kind
of
cool.
But I mean, the thing of it is, there's a certain skill to being able to present material in such a way that people can consume it, that people will be interested. I mean, you tell me, Scott.
Being a trainer.
Well, being a trainer, but also, I mean, look at it this way. Would you rather go to a session with somebody, you know, listening to somebody who's not a professional presenter, who's not, you know, familiar with the idea of varying the cadence in their voice, who knows how to put together good demos? Instead, you're going to get this from somebody who's, this is their very first presentation, who doesn't quite understand that there's a rhythm and a flow and so forth. I mean, as with all things, if all you want to do is watch somebody who's not experienced at doing this, the quality of the presentation is going to go down. I'm not necessarily suggesting that we want people who are, as you put it, a professional non-doer, but at the same time, people who've done presentations before are a valuable thing, and we're going to lose them if there is no monetary reward to going around and speaking at these various conferences.
I'm not paid to speak at this conference.
Yeah, but you're also being paid by your company to be here.
I am being paid by my company less than I made before to speak here.
But
I'm working for Microsoft as a lifestyle decision, not to get rich.
I'm not getting rich
at Microsoft. You can only go to the company store so many times.
But let me put it this way.
Cheap copies of Halo are exciting once or twice, but afterwards it's like, wait a second, am I doing this for the healthcare?
Yeah, but look at it this way. Are you here in Norway on your vacation time?
No, I am being paid my salary to be here.
Exactly. So the fact is, your fee, speaker fee is coming out of
Microsoft. But you know as well as I do that when years and years ago, I would get T&E, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I would get $500 a talk or whatever.
And
I'd take vacation time and I'd make, you know, $1,500 for three talks. And it would take a week of my time and you'd lose consulting hours. But you do it because you love it, because you want to do it, because you feel compelled to get the message.
Oh, sure. And in some cases, you do it because, you know, if there's enough demand, right, if there are enough conferences in various places, you know, you could conceivably make a living at that.
You could, yeah. Right? You could make a living being a professional speaker. But then at some point, you'd squeeze your personal brand to the point where people would be sick of hearing from you, and then you need to go and do work again.
And again, I'm not suggesting that, you know, as a matter of fact, I don't know any of the quote-unquote professional speakers, right? And when I say that, I'm thinking of Rocky Lucca, Richard Campbell, Carl Franklin, you know, some of the
but
guys.
They do stuff, though. I mean,
They both speak and present, but they are professional speakers in the sense that they do get paid above and beyond T&E.
That's true. I don't get paid because I work for Microsoft.
Right.
You guys get paid because you don't work for Microsoft. But you get some modest speaker's fee.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And the thing of it is, I mean, really it just becomes a question of practice makes perfect. Right? The more speaking you do, the better you get at it.
But getting back to the Code Camp thing, so I've seen guys at Code Camps that are just naturally good teachers. Maybe they teach at the local college or whatever. I want to see interesting stuff. I don't care.
And I'm not suggesting we need to do away with the Code Camps. That's not where I'm going with this. But if we lose the professional events, right? If we lose the VS Lives, the Dev Connection, the shows that are trying to make money and profit off of people saying smart things there, right? Because that's where a lot of those quote unquote professional speakers are driving some of the things that they've learned. Then the only events that will be left to you are Code Camps, where you're not going to see recognizable names. You're okay. just going to go.
So what's the solution? Charge a little bit at a code camp or charge less at a professional event. I can't spend $2,500 even once a year to go to a talk. I'm always impressed when people pay any amount of money to go to Tech Ed, because that's like, that's $5,000, which you count flight, hotel.
And in many cases, the people who are going to Tech Ed are going there because the company is footing the bill.
Which is still a lot.
Sure.
But
sure.
A lot of money is a lot of money, whether you pay it or your company pays
sure.
it.
But it, the value to your company of you being there in many cases is greater than if you, the value to you yourself
sure.
being there. And I think that's potentially a skewed algorithm.
But doesn't but you know, like when Mix happened, they gave
right.
away all of the video.
Right.
And it was so professionally done. Couldn't we do a conference where there was no one who showed up and it was just basically, you know, if, what happens if you put on a conference and no one came and then you just gave it all as video online?
Well, there's a couple of things there. Number one, as a speaker, speaking directly as a presenter, I feed off the audience. The more involved the audience is, the better off the performance will be in general.
True.
In many cases, I'm counting on the audience to ask questions and to, you know, sort of react in certain ways at certain points in my presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, having a conference and having nobody show up degrades the quality of the talk, speaking personally for me as a presenter.
True.
Now, in general, quite honestly, if a conference wanted to record all the video and then, you know, here, Ted, here's your check, and off you go, right, then I'm okay with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, because at the end of the day, I still got, you know, I got what I wanted out of a conference, right? I got the chance to speak, I got some money for it, my expenses were covered, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if somebody can make a viable business model out of that.
You're a consultant? Who do you work for?
I work for ThoughtWorks.
You're a ThoughtWorks.
Yeah.
Okay, you're a thought worker.
I'm a thought
so
worker.
So you whiteboard for money?
I wouldn't go that far. We actually do write code too. As a matter of fact,
PowerPoint.
We do more of that. What's that?
He's PowerPoint.
Yeah, that's right.
As primitive as whiteboarding.
No, I whiteboarded for money for a number of years.
Yeah.
Well, look, why aren't the conferences just getting better? Because when I was at South By, I mean, there were 50,000 happy customers.
South By is South By Southwest?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I wasn't sure
no was
how many times
about
you had to
paying
go
a lot of money
you
and traveling for a conference when they're at a really great conference.
Mm-hmm.
So what's
you're
wrong?
Saying that awesome is awesome, period. That's kind of the whole point, right?
Well,
all you rise to the top.
If you put South by Southwest in any city, I think it would be a great conference. It's the same. People
except
go to Tech
the
Ed,
Northeast.
People go to PDC. People
mm-hmm.
go. So what's wrong with these other conferences? I mean, we could say it's a price thing, but really, there's like once you make something really compelling.
Yeah, I mean the only thing you know, your comment about $5,000 being, you know, a large amount of money. Again, it's a question of value, right? Are people getting value out of going to that conference? And To be honest with you, I'm not sure that I would pay $5,000 to go to Tech Ed because a lot of the presentations at Tech Ed are not that valuable to me personally. PDC, it's a different story because there's a lot of bleeding edge stuff that I want to get in on and so forth. But, you know, the value proposition there is different based on the audience in question, right? I agree with you. I think there needs to be some effort on getting conferences to be better. Now the question becomes what defines better, A, and, you know, B, whose perspective are we looking at it from? And if I had the answers to all these questions,
let me ask you this. Why are you in Norway right now?
Because they paid my way.
Is it because it's a good conference?
Ted and I are having an affair. Is that on?
Oh, great. The only thing people
the worst kept secret on the web at this point, people.
If you scroll, now that YouTube has those, you can put the URL and the time point into it.
Right. I'll clip that right out.
Oh,
I'm in Norway because
Scott, you promised you weren't going to tell anybody, man.
I'm proud of our relationship.
Now I'm going to have to explain this to Charlotte and everything.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. No,
I'm here because this conference was awesome last year.
Well, see, I wasn't here
and
last
I'm going
year.
To Ordev this
Ordev.
Fall
yeah,
because
Ordev,
because people were just gushing about how awesome this conference
so,
is.
So, what is
awesome,
it about,
awesome
what is
rise
it about
to the top.
These conferences or the basically even the community in Scandinavia that is just so compelling?
Uh-oh. Racism!
It's not really racism. I think that they're just open and like
the Scandinavians.
Brain candy. Ordev, there was a couple .NET tracks, yet there was all this other really great stuff. They had a test track, a leadership track. The interesting languages. I think they call it interesting languages track or something, or
something like that. It was either Ordev they called it that, or it was Jau they called it that, which is another show that everybody loves to
do. But here's a point I want to make, though. You guys are all here in Norway, and we're sitting here talking in a speaker's room at a conference, but the chief architect of the Nebraska Department of Forestry is watching this video right now, saying, hey, blah, 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 guy who gets to go on trips to Europe twice a year, you know? Mm-hmm. This is BS. Is this an elitist club of Scandinavian language people?
My hope is to speak to the organizers at OrgDev and the organizers at NDC. This conversation has already started to bring this conference, or a conference built in partnership of those two organizers, to the U.S.
And see
how it flies.
There you go.
But you could argue that maybe SD West or QCon is already. It's not really, because those are still seen by the American attendee as this way up there, only Martin Fowler and Ted Neuwirth goes to these conferences. It's not a practitioner level.
Those are called having dinner at Ted's house.
Which isn't really true. I mean, it's not really true. But we don't have a good, reputable practitioner level conference that isn't vendor driven. I think we take the vendor out.
That isn't vendor driven.
Right.
I think that's the point.
When you take the vendor out, I think things start to get really interesting. It starts to become like OrDev. It's like brain candy. It's just interesting, and you can just go and see the stuff that you always do every day, or you can have this universe of new stuff that you haven't seen yet. You know, I've yet to see a good Microsoft conference that allowed for that. I'm tired of .NET. I want an hour of something else.
Well, and just to be fair, right? That's not just Microsoft, because you go to
take the vendor-driven stuff out, and you start getting compelling content. And I think when you're in a down economy, you better be as compelling as possible. And right now, they're just sort of reiterating or regurgitating the same old formula.
I think when you're in a down economy, you should probably go work and stop talking at conferences.
And where are you right now, Peter?
Peter is homeless, actually. He's a very compelling homeless guy.
Work. It's a great time to go to a conference.
I wasn't speaking to you. I was speaking in the general case. We should all be working more, less just public speaking.
Yeah, well, don't hang on.
Try to work over here.
Hang on a second. Says the guy who's surfing the web. What are we reading here?
I'm not. I'm preparing.
You're installing Visual Studio. He's been installing it the whole time, though, which is the real scary part. All right. Well, that's all I've got today on Hanselman. It's on 9, so I'll see you again next week.